KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Jurors in Donald Trump's criminal trial get a refresher on testimony and instructions. Julie Walker has more.
At the start of day two of jury deliberations in Donald Trump's hush money trial, two court stenographers reread portions of testimony requested by jurors, one playing the lawyers, one playing the witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and Michael Cohen. While not as lively and drama-filled as original testimony, it wasn't completely dry either. Before that, jurors got a reread of portions of the judge's instructions from him that was also at their request. Several were jotting down notes, one juror nodding along at certain points. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. economy grew at a sluggish 1.3% annual pace from January through March, the weakest quarterly rate since the spring of 2022, the government said, in a downgrade from its previous estimate. Consumer spending rose, but at a slower pace than previously thought, a sign that high interest rates and lingering inflation are pressuring household budgets. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a barrage of ballistic missiles toward its eastern sea.
The missile barrage came days after the North unsuccessfully attempted to launch a military reconnaissance satellite. Speaking to reporters, Japan's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, said that the suspected missiles were believed to have landed in waters outside of Japan's exclusive economic zone. Kishida also said Tokyo strongly condemned the launches. He added they were in violation of UN Security Council resolutions against the North. I'm Karen Chavas.
The Dow losing 359 points and the NASDAQ off 179 points. This is SRN News. Hate crimes are dropped against a Christian in Iowa.
Last Christmas, an image of Satan was set up at the state capitol by the Satanic Temple, prompting Michael Cassidy to enter the building and knock it down. He was arrested, and prosecutors decided to charge him with a hate crime against Satanism, to the surprise of many. The hate crimes charge, which carries heavier penalties, has now been dropped in return for Cassidy's decision to plead guilty to a third-degree criminal mischief charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion providers asking a judge to expand the health exception to Indiana's abortion law. Planned Parenthood also wants the judge to allow clinics as well as hospitals to provide the procedure. Indiana only allows abortions when the health or life of the woman is at risk. The plaintiffs claim the health exception is written so narrowly that in practice, many doctors won't end a pregnancy even when a woman's condition qualifies under the law. This is SRN News. There are numerous problems with U.S. military-built pier in the Middle East. We have the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The temporary pier assembled on the Mediterranean coast of the Gaza Strip has lasted barely a week before being torn apart by high winds and rough seas. The project had been intended to provide a path to delivering sufficient humanitarian supplies to stave off hunger in the Palestinian enclave as the war between Israel and Hamas terrorists rages on. But critics, who are mocking the $320 million effort, insist that the pier was constructed more as a diversion than a solution. Officials estimate a daily need for 600 trucks bringing in supplies to satisfy the need. Before its destruction, the military-built pier failed to deliver the predicted 160 trucks. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.